Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zvachim Daf Chof Hei. We'll begin with the Mishnah of Nishpach Adam. The Mishnah tells us the din that if it's Nishpach Adam al Ritzvah Ba'osvoy Pasol, as Rashi explains, the case is talking about it was Nishpach directly from the Tzavar HaBehima before it was Niskavol Bekli. Later on in Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, the Mishnah tells us Nishpach min a kli al ritzvah va'osvoy kosher. If you had already been mekabel the dam in a kli shoreis, and then afterwards it's nishpach al ritzvah, then you could pick the dam back up, and the din is that it's kosher. Now the Gemara explains, what is the makar to this din, the nishpach adam al ritzvah va'osvoy pasol? The Gemara brings a pasuk which says, v'lokach ha-koyin ha-mashiach midam ha-par. And the Gemara is bothered, what does it mean, midam ha-par, which would be mashma that he takes some of the dam? On this, the Gemara asks, is a din that he has to be mekabel all of the dam which comes out at the time of Shechita. And therefore, the Gemara says, Goyin u'mesifim v'dorshim, we make a Joshua dam me'apar, from there we learn that the dam has to be neskabel directly from the par. Now, Kepshuta, this din is telling us a prat in halacha of Kabbalah Saddam. How exactly does Kabbalah Saddam have to be done? The dam has to be caught in a kli coming directly from the par. If the dam was anywhere else before it reached the kli, that's apostle Kabbalah. In other words, it's not the pshat that a psul was chal on the dam. Like, for example, if the dam would be yotze, we know the din is that if the dam is brought outside the azara, it becomes psul. Or if the dam would be lon, the din is the dam is nifsal b'shkia sachamo. These are psulim which are chal on the dam. This, however, would seem to not be a psul which is chal on the dam, right? It's just a problem with the avodas kabbalah, since the dam has to be niskabel from the par, and the dam was somewhere else in between, it wasn't niskabel directly from the par. This is a psul in the avodas kabbalah. We're lacking a kosher avodas kabbalah, and therefore you cannot continue to do halacha and azrika. Now, although as we've seen in our sugya, this din of nishpach is learned from a pasuk, which is talking about kabbalah saddam, we do find that this psul of nishpach other places as well. The Gemara Menachos Daf Chavov Amebez is mevur that there's a psul of nishpach by a mincha as well. After the kohen does the maisa kmitza, he takes the kohen's worth of the mincha from the original kli. Then he's afterwards supposed to go ahead and take this kaimetz and put it into a second kli. This is the avodah of matan kli. The maisa kmitza is comparable to the shchita, and the matan kli is comparable to the kabbalah b'kli. And the Gemara there is mevur that if it will fall to the ground before he puts it into a kli, it'll be possible with this same psul of nishpach. Rashi over there quotes the Gemara, which makes this drasha v'lokach midam apar dam me'apar yikablenu. And Rashi over there explains kiddush kaimetz b'mokam kabbalah's dam. The kiddush of the kaimetz by putting into a kli that's parallel to the kabbalah saddam. Therefore, we learn from zvachim to menachos that there also there's a psul of nishpach if the kaimetz falls to the ground before matan kli. After the kaimetz is put into a kli, then ready if it will fall to the ground, it will not become psul. Just as dam which is nishpach after kabbalah does not become psul, but akapam before matan kli there is a psul nishpach. And the gemara there is mevur according to the sheet of the chachamim that if after the kaimetz does the kmitza which is done with the right hand, he puts the kaimetz into the left hand before putting it into the kli, this psul will also apply. The kaimetz has to go directly from the right hand where the maisa kmitza was done into the kli, otherwise this is the psul of nishbach. Then the chiddush Rabbeinu Chaim Halevi in Perek Yud Gimel Hilchos Maisa Karbonos Halacha Yud Beis, he points out this gemara menachos, which is mavur that there's a psul of nishbach even by a kaimetz of a mincha, is a chiddush that would not be so pasha. Because one could have argued that dafka by Kabbalah Saddam, we know there's a place where the dam has to be coming from when it's neskavel bekli. The dam has to be coming from the par, therefore there's a din that if it was somewhere else in between, the Kabbalah is interrupted, it's not coming directly from the par, that's the pasul of Kabbalah. Hashem came by the kaimetz of a mincha, we don't have any pasul which tells us where the kaimetz has to be coming from when it's neskavel bekli. We do know that the kain does a maisik mitzah with his right hand. We also know that there has to be an avodas kabbalah on the kaimetz. It has to be put into a kli, but there is no such pasuk that tells us the kaimetz has to be coming from the right hand of the kohen at the time it's being put into the kli. And if so, why would it make a difference if the kaimetz was placed somewhere else before it was put into the kli? The chere dafka by dam, where we know where the dam has to be coming from, that's where there's a din that if it's not directly coming from there, the kabbalah is pasul. Mashenkin by kaimetz, where there is no din where it's supposed to be coming from, the chere, there should not be a problem if it was somewhere else in between. And Reb Chaim says, Al-Karchel, you have to say that the limud from dam to kaimetz is that even in cases where it does not have to be niskabel from somewhere specific, the Torah is makbid that the dam should not be anywhere else between the moment of shechita and the moment that it's niskabel bekli. From there we learn to Menachos as well, that between the moment of the Kmitza, where the Kmitza is in the right hand of the Kohen, and the moment of Matan Kli, where the Kmitza is placed and is Niskadosh in the Kli, the Kmitza should not be anywhere else in between. In other words, Reb Chaim is saying that it's not Dafka that the Torah is Makbid in a case where the Dam has to be Niskabel from a specific place, that it's not considered that it was Niskabel from there if there was an interruption and it was somewhere else in between. And even in the case where it does not have to be Niskabel from somewhere specific, like by the Kmitza, still the Torah is Makbid that the Dam or the Kmitza should not be placed anywhere between the Shechita, or by Mincha, the Kmitza, which is parallel to the Shechita, and the moment of Matan Kli. If the Dam is anywhere else in between, then already it's possible. Now, Kaputa, even after we know this from Chaim, that the Psal of Nishpach applies even in cases where it does not have to be Niskabel from a specific place, however, we would still understand that the Psal of Nishpach is a Psal in the Avodas Kabbalah. As we mentioned earlier, it's not like the case of a Dam which is Nifsal B'Yotze or B'Lino. The Pshat is that it was a Psal which was Chal on the Dam. The Dam became Dam Psal. By Shankin over here, the Psal of Nishpach would seem to be a Psal in the Avodas HaKabbalah. Both by Dam and by Kaimitz, you need an Avodas HaKabbalah, the Kabbalah of Dam Bekli, or the Matan Kaimitz Bekli, and the Torah will be telling us that once the Dam or the Kaimitz was somewhere else, between the Shechita and the Kabbalah, or between the Kmitza and the Kabbalah, then the Avodas HaKabbalah, which is done afterwards, is ready Apostle Avodah. This is the Lashon of Rashi, in Menachos Daf Chof Vav Amid Beis, and Dibur Mascho Mai Taima. The Lashon of Rashi over there is, Shepostel Oid Lagdishon Bekli. After the Kmitza is Nishbach al Ritzbah va'osvoy, it becomes possible from being Makdashit Bekli. In other words, the Avodas HaKabbalah, which adds an additional Kedusha to the Kmitza, that Avodas HaKabbalah is possible. Again, Rashi does not say that a Psal was Chal on the Kmitza. Now, the Biskurov, however, goes a step further and he brings Rayas that even in the case where there is no Avodas HaKabbalah Bechlal, we still find the concept of Nishbach. As we'll see, he brings from two different Gemaras where we see a psal of Nishbach, even though there is no Avodas Kabbalah, Fnerd Biskorov proves that there is a concept of a psal of Nishbach, which is Chal, either on the Dam or the Kmitza, or other cases as we'll see, and it's not merely that the Avodas HaKabbalah is possible. One writes from the Gemara later on in Zvachim Daf Tzadik Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara there is talking about Echata Sa'if. The din is that Echata Sa'if has Malika, and afterwards you're supposed to do Hazah with the Aif. The Dam is spritzed from the Tavra of the Aif directly onto the Mizbeach. And what discusses what happens in the case where the Dam was Nishbach ala Ritzbah. The Dam spritzed out from the Oif onto the floor, and the question is, can you pick it up from the floor and put it into a Kli, and be mazit from a Kli onto the Mizbeach? The Gemara there is mavur that there would be a concept of Nishbach even by Chatas Ha'oif. And the Bris Grav asks that there is no Din Kabbalah Adam by Chatas Ha'oif. As we said, the normal Avodah by Chatas Ha'oif is that the Dam is spritzed directly from the Tavra onto the Mizbeach. There is no Kabbalah Adam Bechlal by Oifais. And if so, why would the psal of Nishbach apply Bechlal by Chatas Ha'oif? If the whole psal of Nishbach is, as we explain, it's a psal in Avodas HaKabbalah, when you're mekabel b'kli afterwards, that Avodas HaKabbalah is possible. Over here, where there is no Avodas HaKabbalah Bechlal, what would be the psal of Nishbach? This is the first right that the Bris Grav brings, that the psal of Nishbach is not necessarily a psal in Avodas HaKabbalah, as even in the case where there is no Avodas HaKabbalah, it would still be possible, and Akarach of the Pshat will be that a Psal is Chal on the Dam. It will be similar to Dam which is Nifsal B'Yotze, or Dam which is Nifsal B'Lino. Dam which is Nishbach al Ritzbah also will be Chal on it, a Psal. It will become possible from being used to be Zerik on the Mizbeach. Now, second ride that the Briskov brings is from a Gemara in Yom Daf Memches. The Gemara there is talking about the Keteris which the Kohen Gadol brought once a year on Yom Kippur in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Pasuk says that the Kohen Gadol brought Molei Chofnov, two handfuls, which means he put his two hands together, the palms of his hands, and he filled them with Keteris. And the Gemara there is mevur that he brought it lifnayu lifnim into the Kodesh HaKadoshim by emptying it afterwards in his hands into a kli, and he carried the kli into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Gemara there has a sofik, what happens? Nispazra Keteris mimolei chofnov. If some of the Keteris fell to the ground from his hands before he got a chance to put it into a kli, and the Gemara's sofik is, do we say that the Keteris is posel with a psal of Nishbach? That there is no pasuk by Keteris which tells us that Nishbach is pasul. The Gemara of there quotes Erzugyo, the Josh of Dam me'apar yikablenu, and the Gemara's mevur, this psal will apply by Keteris as well. And the whole suffix of the Gemara of there is, do we say that Yodoy kitzavar ha-behimadami, the hands of the Kohen Gadol are like the tzavar, therefore the same way when it's Nishbach from the tzavar onto the ground it's pasul, so too when it's Nishbach from his hands onto the ground it's pasul, Or do we say that the hands of the Kohen Gadol are comparable to the Kli Sharis by Kabbalah Sadam? Just like we saw that after the Dam is Niskabel B'Kli, if it will be Nishbach Al Ritzba afterwards, it will not be possible. So to the hands of the Kohen Gadol, which are holding the Ketores, are similar to the Kli Sharis. Therefore, if some Ketores falls to the ground after it was already in his hands, it's like Dam which falls to the ground after it was already Niskabel B'Kli. And here again, the Biskarov proves, Al Karchach, the Psal of Nishbach, is not simply a Psal in the Avodas HaKabbalah, because over there by the Ketores, there is no Avodas HaKabbalah to Bedafka put the Ketores into a Kli. As a matter of fact, the Gemara of there is Mevur, that Be'etzem, the Kohen Gadol should have been able to bring the Ketores all the way into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, holding it in his hands the whole time. In other words, from the moment of the Chafina, where he originally takes the Ketores into his hands, he fills up his Malei Chofnov, he could bring it straight into the Kodesh HaKadoshim without using a Kli Bechlal. That which he does put into a Kli, the Gemara tells us, earlier over there in Yuma Daf Mem Zayin Omer Aleph, the Gemara says, because it's Loi Efsher, it's impossible technically to do it otherwise. As the Gemara explains, he has to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim holding both the Ketores and the Machta, the fire pan which holds the coals, which the Ketores are going to be burnt on. He has to bring them all into the Kodesh HaKadoshim at the same time. Therefore, it would be impossible for him to walk in holding Malei Chofnov of Ketores at the same time while he's also holding the coals. Therefore, the Gemara says, Akarch, what he has to do is, he has to put the Ketores into a Kli, and with one hand he holds the Kli, which has the Ketores inside, and with the other hand he holds the Machta, which with the coals inside them. But HaKopayim, since the Gemara of there is Mevur, clearly, that there is no Din B'Dafka, the Torah does not tell us that after the Chafina, the Ketores has to be placed into a Kli, similar to Kabbalah Sadam, or Matan Kli B'Koimetz. It's only for a technical reason. Therefore, the Biskarov says, there is no Avodas HaKabbalah. Akarka, from here we see that the Psal of Nishbach is not simply a Psal that the Avodas HaKabbalah, which is done after the Nishbach, is possible. Rather, it's a Psal which is Chal, either on the Dam or the Koimetz, and over there as well, it would be Chal on the Ketores. These are the two rayas which the Biskarov brought, that the Psal of Nishbach is a Psal which is Chal on the Dam or the Koimetz or the Ketores. However, the Biskarov goes on and says that it is also true that when Dam is Nishbach from the Tavar before the Kabbalah B'Kli, there's an additional Psal, besides the Psal which is Chal on the Dam, similar to the Mincha and to the Ketores. By Kabbalah Sadam, there's also a din that the Dam has to be niskabel directly from the Tzavar of the Behemah. This is the Pashas of the Drasha, the way we started off. The Pasuk is simply telling us where the Dam has to be coming from. It has to be coming directly from the Tzavar of the Behemah at the time of the Kabbalah. And therefore, if it was anywhere else in between, it's not considered a Kabbalah from the Par. And therefore, the Maisa would come out that by Dam, there are actually two Psulim. There's one Psal if it's Nishbach, that it's not being niskabel directly from the Tzavar of the Behemah. And there's another psal which we find by Koimetz and by Ketores as well. Once it touches the floor already, there's a psal which is chal on the dam. Now, what is the makar to say that there are two dinim? The din of dam me'apari kablanim when erstugio, according to the Biskarov, that's a din which is unique to dam. It has to be kabbalah directly from the tzavra of the behemah. Where do we find the makar to the other din that if it's nishbach al ritzba, a psal is chal on the dam or the Koimetz or the Ketores? So the Biskarov quotes the Teres Kayanim. The Teres Kayanim is towards the beginning of Vayikra in Parsha Dalid, Ois Yud Aleph. It's the first making a drasha from the pasuk which says, Vekrivu b'nei Aaron ha-Kayanim es hadom, Vizorku es hadom. Matam olayim bar-shuv es hadam. L'chor, the second es hadam is extra. And the Sefer explains, B'nei nata oimar nishbach min ha-kli ala ritzpah va'osvay kosher, Tam olayim bar-shuv es hadam. The second es hadam tells us that you could do zrika from the dam even in the case where it was nishbach al ha-ritzpah. Even in that case, you could pick it up and put it back into the Kli and do Zrika. That's the drasha of Vizarku Es Hadam. The extra Es Hadam is to tell us, even in this case, you could do Zrika with the Dam. The Sefer then continues and says, Yochal afil nishbach mitzavar behemo, agabe yaritzbo, yachzav yasvenu. One may think that even if it was nishbach before the Kabbalah of a Kli, it was nishbach from the Tzavar, you may think that in that case also you could gather the Dam together and do Zrika. Tam leimer hadam, hadam sheneskabel bekli. The word Hadam has a connotation, we're referring to Dam which was spoken about previously, Dam which has already been Niskabel B'Kli. Once it's Niskabel B'Kli, that's when it's kosher, even if it's Nishbach al Ritzba. If it was Nishbach before the Kabbalah, then already it's Pasul. Now the Pirush arrived on the Teres Kayanim, he asks, L'chaira, the Teres Kayanim is a steer to Ar Gemara. Ar Gemara brings the Makar of the Psal of Nishbach from the Pasuk of Midam Apar, Midashin Dam Me'apar Yikablanu, and over there the Sefer brings a different Pasuk from Hadam. From there we learn the only way it could be kosher if it was Nishbach is if it's Hadam, the Dam which already had a Kabbalah before it was Nishbach. And the Biskarov says you can answer this kasha of the Ravid by explaining that the two drushas are really referring to two different psulim. The drush of Ar Gemara, Dam Me'apari Kablanu, That's as we explained, this is the Makar to tell us the dam has to be niskabel directly from a specific makim from the Tzavar HaBehema. If it was anywhere else in between, it's not considered a Kabbalah from the Behema. The Joshua over here in the Teres Kain was telling us something else, the Psal Nishbach, which is Chal on the dam when it's Nishbach al Ritzbah. And this is the Psal which also applies by a Mincha, where the Kaimitz fell to the Ritzbah, or by Keteris as well. And the Biskrav goes a step further and he says, you see from the Teres Kainim that you needed a drasha to tell us that if it was Nishbach al Ritzbah after the Avodah Sekabbalah, then it is kosher. And the Biskrav says, if the gather of the Psal Nishbach is, it's a din in the Kabbalah, it has to be niskabel directly from the par, what would be the tzad to say that if it was Nishbach after the Avodah Sekabbalah, it should be possible? The Chad would be no such tzad. The Kabbalah was already done. Akarach l'pshad is because there's a separate din, a psal which is chal on the dam, and that psal theoretically could have been even after Avodah Sekabbalah. And that the Teres Kainan brings the Joshua to tell us, even as far as that psal as well, it's also only if it was Nishbach before the Kabbalah, once it already was niskabel b'kli, if afterwards it's Nishbach, no such psal is chal on the dam. This is the site of the Biskarov, the two dinim of Nishbach Adam. Now the obvious question which still has to be answered is, we understand why you need the drasha of the Teres Kainim to tell us that there's a psal which is chal on the dam, because this psal is negeah both the Kaimis and the Keteris as well. However, once we have that pasuk, what is it negeah, the psal which we find in Er Gemara, dam me'apari kablenu, why do you need that an additional drasha, if anyways the dam which is Nishbach al Rizpah before the Kabbalah is Nifsal, what is nitosif, what is added by the fact that there's a second din, dam has to be niskabel directly from the par in order to be considered a valid Kabbalah. So in the Sefer Minchas Avram, from Avram Garbus Shlita, he answers this question, and it's really based on a point which Reb Chaim himself, in the previous piece which we quoted, Reb Chaim discusses this point. Reb Chaim makes an interesting diuk in the Rambam. The Rambam Perek Yud Gimel Hilchos Ma'aser Kabbanis Halacha Yud Beis, he brings a din that if the Kohen does the Kmitza, then afterwards he's mechalik the kaimitz into two, and he splits the kaimitz, he puts half of it into one kli, and half it into another kli. And the Rambam says, kaimitz shecholka m'shnei kelim ein kodosh, the avoid of matan kli, which b'derech kal brings a certain kedusha, an additional kedusha to the kaimitz. In this case, it was only half of the kaimitz in each kli, this kedusha is nachal. Now the girsa which Reb Chaim had in this Rambam, this is the girsa of the Radvaz and the Mishnah Lamelech, although in the Frankel Rambam now, it's brought that there are really two girsais, some do not have these words, but the girsa that Reb Chaim had was, Kaimus Shecholkum B'Shnei Kelim Einay Kadosh, V'Choyzer U'Mekadosh. These two additional words, V'Choyzer U'Mekadosh, would mean, that even if the Kain did do this, he divided the Kaimus and put it into two different Kelim, it's not possible, it's not too late, he could afterwards put it all into one Kli, and then it will be Niskadosh. Now on the other hand, Reb Chaim says, if we take a look in Perek Dawud Hilchos Ma'aser Karbonos, Halacha Ches, the Rambam brings a similar din, by a zevach, and there the Rambam says, "Kol hazvachim shekibo midomam pachos mikdei hazor lo niskadosh adam." If you mekabel in one kli less than the right amount is kdei hazor, the dam is not niskadosh. And here the Rambam does not mention anything that if you mekabel pachos mikdei hazor in two different kelim, afterwards you could combine the two kelim and then be mekadosh the dam. And Mechaim is medayik from here that the Rambam would hold that by dam this would not work. If you mekabel less than the shir in two different kelim, then already it's too late. You cannot combine them afterwards to be mekadosh the dam and make a proper kabbalah b'kli, even though by mincha the Rambam does hold that this would work. And the pshat would be, based on this yesod, that the din of nishbach really includes two different psulim. There's one din that if it's nishbach al ritzvah, there's a psul which is chal in the dam. This din would also apply by a kaimitz or by k'tayres. And there's a second din which is specifically by dam. It has to be niskabel directly from the par. Otherwise, it's not a good Kabbalah. And based on that, we can understand why the Rambam was mechalek between dam and kaimitz, as far as this case where you're mechabel half in each kli. In the case of a kaimitz, where he divided it in half and put half of the kaimitz in each kli, so even though we know that there is a din that if the kaimitz would fall to the ritzbah before it's niskadosh b'kli, in other words, if it was somewhere else, any other place besides where it's supposed to be, before the kiddush kaimitz b'kli, it becomes posel, a psal eschal on the kaimitz. However, in this case, even though it was placed down into a kli before the kiddush, at the time that each half of the kaimitz was put into a different kli, it has already been put down and it has not yet been niskadosh. The kiddush will only be later on when it's combined together in one kli. Still, the Rambam holds that there is no psul nishbach. And the pshat is, the Rambam holds the psul nishbach is only in the case if it was put down in a place where it does not belong. Here, however, where it was placed down in the kli sharis, it does belong in the kli sharis. So even though he only put in pachas mishir in each kli, so the matan kli has not yet been finished, the kedusha was not chal on the kaimitz, still the Rambam holds that there will not be a psal nishbach because it's not considered to be in a foreign place, it's still in a place where it does belong. Hashem came by dam, the Rambam holds, that by dam, besides the psof nishpach, there's an additional din, the dam has to be niskabel directly from the par. So even though as far as the psof nishpach is concerned, we would say there's no psof which is chal on the dam because it's not in a foreign place. It right now is in the kli sharis where it does belong. But since, however, at the time it reached the kli sharis, it was not niskadish, it's not considered a proper avodas kabbalah because you did not have the full shear. Only later on when you combine the two kelim, that's when the avodas kabbalah will be complete. So here there's a different problem. There's a problem of dam me'apari kablenu. You're not being mekabel the dam directly from the par. You're pouring from one kli into a second kli. At the time the avodas kabbalah is being complete, it's not coming from the par. Some of the dam is arriving in the second kli, not directly from the par, rather from the first kli. That's not a kosher kabbalah, that's not dam me'apari kablenu. So here's what it would be in afkamina, why we have to have this second din of dam me'apari, even though we have a psal nishbach. It's gay in this case, where the dam was originally niskabel in two kelim, each kli pachas mishir. So in this case, you would not have a psal nishbach, which is chal on the dam. And for that reason, by a mincha, you could combine the two halves of the kaimitz. Still, once there's a din of dam me'apari kablenu, by dam it would still be psal, even when you combine it afterwards, since it's not a direct kabbalah from the savor habehema. Now, continue on to another point, the din which Shmuel brings, b'shem Rav Yehuda Merav, hasheich yitzarech shi kabbalis kol domei shel par. Gemara learns this out of the pasuk which says, "Ves kol dam par yishofich." Gemara says, even though the pasuk is talking about shirayim, however, "Meinei inyan leshirayim da lesser lekula dam." Not all of the dam is in the kli at the time of the shricha shirayim. Akrach the Torah is not telling us that all of the dam of the par has to be nishbach as part of the mitzvah of shricha shirayim. Akrach the Torah is telling us, "Teneu inyan lekabolo," is it to be mekabel all of the dam of the par. Now, firstly, you mention Taisus says later on that flamedal mudbeiz di bermaschol muate. This din is not a din which is ma'akiv. Taisa says, that which the Gemara says, Tarech shi kabel kol dam yishol par, hainu l'mitzvah. It's a din l'chadchilo, it's not ma'akiv b'diyavad if he's not mekabel all of the dam which comes out at the time of the shechita. And we can add l'chair that it's mukach, that it's not a din which is ma'akiv b'diyavad to be mekabel all of the dam which comes out at the time of the shechita. As we see behemshach ha'gemara, the Gemara says, Hashaych yitzarech shi yagbi ha'sakin l'malo. The dam which is on the sakin, the sheikh has to make sure that it does not go into the kli sharis. The Gemara learns from a pasuk, "Bidam apar v'loim bidam apar v'dover acher." But I'll go upon him, since b'stoma there always is dam on the sakin at the time of the shechita, and that dam is not roi for kabbalah, as the Gemara says, you have to wipe it off on the side of the kli. If so, from there itself, it's muchach that the din that you have to be mekabel all of the dam is not a din which is ma'akev b'dieved, because either way, it's not shaykh to be mekabel all of the dam. The truth is, we can really ask this as a kasha. The same way the Gemara said that al karach the pasuk of es kol dam yishvoich is not referring to the Shvicha Shiraim, because it's not shaykh to have all of the dam at the time of the Shvicha Shiraim. Some of the dam already went on the Mizbeach. So too, we should also say that it's not shaykh for the Pasuk to be referring to Kabbalah, because it's not shaykh ever to be a Kabbalah all of the dam. Some of the dam will be on the Sakin. We'll leave this as a Ha'ara, but Al Kopanim, as we said, Taisis later on Daf Lamed Daled is Mefurish, that the din they have to be a Kabbalah all of the dam, that's not Ma'akiv B'diyeved, it's only a Mitzvah L'chadchilo. The Rambam Kepshute holds like this as well. In Perek Daled Hilchos Maaser Karbonos Halacha Ches, he says v'tzarech liskavin lekabel kol hadam. He has to charge be mekabel all of the dam. And he goes on and he says ketzer hu oise oiches hasimanim biyodei umoitzi hasimanim vavridin l'toich hamazreik. He explains how to do shechita that all of the dam should go into the kli sharis. And Hilchos Psulim Hamikdashim Perek Aleph Halacha Chavov, the Rambam writes nishbach miktzas hadam mitzaver behima al oretz v'loy osvay v'kibal miktzasim mitzaver behima. Harezeh kosher. Rambam paskins that if some of the dam was nishbach on the ground and he did not pick it up, that's what he's supposed to do. He's not supposed to pick it up because it's posel. If afterwards he was mekabel other dam from the tavor behemo, the din is that it's kosher. Kipshutin Rambam is paskins as well that this din that you have to be mekabel all of the dam, it's only a din lechatchila and not b'diyeved. One could take a look at the Kesef Mishnah over there in Hilchos Psulim Hamikdashim. He brings two pshatim in the Rambam. The first pshat is like we're saying that it's only din lechatchila, it's not ma'akev b'diyeved. He has a second shot over there, where it seems like the Kesef Mishnah is saying that if some of the dam was nishbach ala ritzpah and he did not pick it up, and then he was mekabel the rest of the dam, there it's kosher because it's considered that he was mekabel kol hadam. The dam which was nishbach ala ritzpah, we ignore that dam because it never eventually made it into the kli. Mashenki in the case where the beginning was nishbach and he gathered it together, he put it into the kli, and then he was mekabel the rest of the dam, there it would be possible. The mashmois of the Kesef Mishnah is that in this second shot he's learning b'das Rambam. Really, this drasha that you have to be mekabel all of the dam, it's a din b'diyeved, it's ma'akev, it's not only lechatchila. However, in the case where at the beginning some of the dam fell to the floor and he did not pick it up, that dam would be irrelevant. If, however, he did pick it up and put it into the kli, so then we can no longer ignore that dam, then the din will be that it's possible because he was not mekabel kol hadam. The din kol hadam would be ma'akiv. All of the dam over here in this case eventually made its way into the kli, and some of it did not really have a kosher kabbalah. In this case, it would be possible. This is mashmais of the case of Mishnah. The mice lachrenim grapple with understanding what his intentions are. This seems to be a tremendous chiddush, but al kopanim, the pashtus is, like the case of Mishnah says in his first chat, and as we saw Tosis says in Daf Lamed Dalid, that this din of the kol hadam is only lechatchila, not b'diyeved. Now the Karen Oyer Ner Suga brings an additional raya. He says the Chayr is muach in a Mishnah like this that it's only din lechatchila not b'diyeved. The Mishnah Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph talks about a case where a posel was mekabel adam. He's mekabel with machshavas psul but al kaponim. The Mishnah over there says im yesh dam nefesh yachzer a kosher v'yikabel. The Chayr is muach in the Mishnah that in a case where part of the kabbalah was done b'psul, if there's still other dam remaining, a kosher could do the rest of the kabbalah. Hakapam, you see in that case that even though the kosher did a kabbalah only on some of the dam, still the din will be that it's kosher. Now in this din, if a sheikh yitzarech sheikabal called domi shel par, we'll mention an interesting chakira which was brought down by Shem Rav Beryl Salvechik. And that is, he had a suffix, what exactly is this din that you have to be mekabal all of the dam? Is the mitzvah simply mitzad avodas a kabbalah? It's a mitzvah lechatchila to try to be mekabal as much dam of the par as he can, even though only some of it will go on the mizbeach. The rest will be nishbach as shvicha shirayim. But regardless of what happens to it in the end, there's a mitzvah mitzad etzem kabbalah to try to mekabel as much dam as possible. On the other hand, Rav Beryl had a tzad to say that the mitzvah is really mitzad the shvicha shirayim. Since the truth is this pasuk, which we're learning the drasha from, is really talking about shvicha shirayim, that's called dama yishvoich, that's talking about the mitzvah of shvicha shirayim by achatos, after the matan dam on the cronus of the mizbeach, the rest of the dam yipor li yisoid. So even though the Gemara said it cannot be telling us that you have to pour all of the dam as part of Shvicha Shiraim, because some of them already went to the Kronis of the Mizbeach, but still the Gemara is making a drasha that you have to be Shefer as much dam as possible, and the way you do that is by being Mekabel as much dam as possible. If you Mekabel all of the dam, even though some of it will go to the Kronis of the Mizbeach, but whatever is left, which is Kamara of the dam, that will be Nishbech Liyasoid, so the point is that you should Mekabel as much dam as possible in order that eventually it will be Nishbach Liyasoid Mizbeach as part of the mitzvah of Shvich HaShiraim. This was the Chakir of Rav Beryl, and there are a few nafkaminas in this Shaila. One nafkamina would be in a case where there is no mitzvah Shvich HaShiraim Bechlal. The sheet of the Ravid in his Pirish on the fourth parak of Tamid, the Ravid holds that Bechor, Meiser, Upesach, these three types of karbonis do not have a mitzvah of Shvich HaShiraim Bechlal. After you do the Ikur Matan Domim, the rest of it does not get Nishbach to the Yisayda Mizbeach. Other Rishonim argue on this, but Akapanim, if you hold like the sheet of the Ravid, then according to one side, that the whole mitzvah to be makabel as much dam as possible is in order to be able to do Shvicha Shiraim on that dam, it will not apply by Bechor Maeser Pesach according to this sheet of the Ravid. If, however, you hold that the mitzvah to be makabel all of the dam is not related at all to the mitzvah of Shvicha Shiraim, even by these types of kabbalahs where there is no Shvicha Shiraim, still there will be a mitzvah lechatchila to try to be makabel all of the dam. Another possible nafkamino, this is brought in the Sefer Minchas Avrom, he says that according to one side the Mikdash David has, in Simen Chof, Sifkot, and Gimel, there is no mitzvah of Shvicha Shiraim by a boma. We'll learn in Mitzvah Shem in the last parak of the Masechta, parak Paras Chatzas, the dinim of a bomas yochid, and we'll see that there are many dinim which do not apply by a bomas yochid. Al Kopan, Mikdash David has its hat to say that there is no Shvicha Shiraim by a bomas yochid. If so, this would be another nafkamino. Is there still din to be makabel all of the dam from the carbon? If you say that the mitzvah is related to Shvicha Shiraim, so in that case, by a bama there will be no mitzvah to mekabel all of the dam. Mashenkin, if you hold that it's unrelated, then even by a bama there will be a din lechatchilo to try to be mekabel all of the dam. Akapam, this is the chakira in the din of being mekabel all of the dam, is it related to Shvicha Shiraim or not? Now mention an interesting nekuda which the Radvaz says. The Radvaz is on the Rambam in Perek Daud Hochos Meiser Karbonis Halocha Ches. He's referring to that which the Rambam brings the Gemara Behemshech. The Gemara says, what do you do with the dam hasakin? The din is that the dam hasakin, you have to make sure it does not drip into the kli, because it's not roi for zriko. The Gemara says, what do you do with it? Mekaneach b'sfas ha-mazrik. And the Rambam paskins this din over there in Halacha Ches. And the Radvaz asks, what is the point in this? If this dam is not roi for zriko, why do you have to be makbid to wipe it up on the lip of the mazrik? And he explains, since this dam was already niskadish, even though it's not roi for zriko, it still requires shvicha shiraim. Therefore, you wipe it off on the lip of the mazrek, and you make sure it does not fall onto the bottom of the mazrek. You do not include it in the zriko. However, when you do the shvicha shiraim, when you pour all of the dam in the mazrek to the yisayt of the mizbeach, this dam which is on the lip of the Mazrik will also get washed onto the side of the Mizbeach, and it will be included in the Shvicha Shiraim. This is an interesting chiddush of the Radvaz. The Pashas would be that only dam which is Roy for Zrika is considered Shiraim. Shiraim by definition means dam which was Roy for Zrika. It itself was eligible for Zrika, then it could be considered Shiraim. It was left over, other dam was used, and this was left over. However, dam which was not eligible Bechal for the Zrika, the Pashas would be that it would not have a din of Shvicha Shiraim. Ragopam Radvaz does say this, that the dam on the Sakin does require Shvicha Shiraim. Now, if we just go back to a point which we mentioned previously, we asked, the Cheretz Pashut that you don't have to be Mekabel all of the dam, because either way the dam on the Sakin is not being Niskabel. Now, if we hold like the Tzadim the Chakira of Rav Beryl, the point of being Mekabel all of the dam is that eventually it will be Nishbach Liyisayid as part of the Shiraim, then according to the Radvaz, even the dam of Sakin also will be included in this. And if so, it would come out that you really can be Mekabel all of the dam and make all of the dam Roy for Shvicha Shiraim. Because together with the dam on the Sakin, which is also Roy for Shvicha Shiraim, you can wipe it on the lip of the Mazrik and it will eventually go to the Yisoid. It turns out that it is Shayach to Mekabel all of the dam, meaning that all of the dam will be made Roy for Shvicha Shiraim. I've just mentioned briefly another interesting Chakira on this din, HaShaykh Tzorech Shikabel as Kol Hadam. This is discussed in the Sefer Mishmar Halevi from Moshe Mordechai Schlesinger Zitzal. In Zvachim Simen Nun Beis, he discusses, does this din also include that you should shecht as much of the tzavar as possible, all of the simonim, in order that more dam should come out? Do we say that the whole mitzvah is only the dam which is coming out from the shechita, you should be mekabel all of that dam? Or is it included in this also that you should do a type of shechita, as much of a shechita as possible, which will cause more dam to come out? He brings over there an exchange of letters which he had with Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. Reb Chaim held that this mitzvah is only to mekabel all of the dam which comes out from the shechita, but this is not mechayev to do more of a shechita in order to get out more dam. On the other hand, the Mishmar Levi brings a ride from a Gemara in Yumad Daf Lamed Gimel. Over there it's talking about the Kohen Gadol who shechted the Karban Tamid on Yom Kippur. And the Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol only did the minimal amount which was required for shechita, because immediately afterwards he had to begin doing the Kabbalah, and a different Kohen finished off the shechita, Mirk Acher HaShechita HaYodai. Someone else did the completion of the shechita, which the Gemara says was not necessarily Kuva, it was only Din L'Chatchila. The Kohen Gadol already shechted enough to make it kosher. Now that which someone else finishes off the shechita, the Gemara says, is because mitzvah lemarik. It's a mitzvah to complete the shechita, and Rashi over there says, Kedei lahoitzi yasadam yofe. The Mishmar Levi wanted to bring a ray from there that there's a mitzvah lechatchila to do a complete shechita, even beyond that which is necessary, in order to get out more dam. And he understood this is based on the din of Er Gemara, has Sheikh Yitzarech Shikabalas called Domai. Now continue on to the bottom of the Omer, the din which the Gemara brings b'shem Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel, HaShaykh Yitzarech Shikabia Sakan Lemalo, Shenemar Velokach Midam Apar, Veloi Midam Apar, V'dover Acher. Now Tosis over here, in Dibur Maschel Goyin, Umesifim V'dorshin, Tosis Mavur, this is not the same drosha to that which we said before, the Psul of Nishbach, which is learned from Dama Me'apar Yikablenu. And Tosis is bothered, why do we need the two drushas? One drusha to pasul dam which was nishbach ala ritzbah, and one drusha to pasul the dam which is on the sakin. And the Karanayner, however, suggests maybe the Gemara over here is not really bringing a new drusha, maybe this is all learned from the same drusha of dam me'apari kablanu. The dam on the sakin also is not coming directly into the kli from the tzavar abahima, it was somewhere else in between. That's what Shmuel would mean to say, v'loy midam apar v'dovar acher, it's not coming directly from the par. It stopped off on the way by Dover Acher, which is the Sakin. And the Karen Ayer explains, what is the Chiddush of Shmuel, if this is really the same din of Nishbach? He says, Shmuel is just coming to be Moisif, that you have to be careful that the dam should not drip from the Sakin into the Kli, since it's dam Pasol. And the Karen Ayer adds, surely this is not a din Deiraisa, since even if it does fall into the Kli, it will be Nisbatel. The small amount of dam which is on the Sakin will be Batel, and all of the dam which is Kosher. This point is brought on other Achorinim as well, the Sfasemes and the Zevach Teida. They both say that b'diavad, if some of the dam falls into the kli from the sakin, it's still kosher because the dam apostle was nisbatal in the dam which is kosher. And they add that even though we do find the Mishnah later on in Daf Ayin Ches, the Mishnah says as far as dam atamsis, that if it's nisar of dam atamsis in dam kosher, then as we do not allow him lechatchila to be zerik the dam. The pshat in that Mishnah is explained in the Gemara Daf Ayin Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara over there says because it's shayach that the dam atamsis will be more than the dam anefesh, and when they get mixed together, there's Rav Dama Tamsis compared to the Dama Nefesh, and then it would be possible, therefore the Rabbanim made a Gzerah. But Agapam Nachorim say that Gzerah definitely would not apply if some of the Dama Sakin fell into the Klisharis, because there is no Chshash that the Dama Sakin will be more than the Dama Nefesh, therefore the Din definitely is at its kosher. And the Karen Ayer adds even further, he says, Even though lechatchila one should not be ma'ar of the dam pasul together with the dam kosher, even that may not be deraisa. This is telling in machlokes rishonim if the din of ein mevatlin isur lechatchila is an isur deraisa or an isur derabanan. Lechatchila it's also to be ma'ariv and be mevatel a dover isur by mixing it into dover heter. It definitely is usher to do so. It's just the machlokes rishonim whether it's usher mideraisa or mideraabanan. Rakapan over here the Karen Arya says the din of Shmuel that you have to be magbir the second to make sure some dam does not fall into the kli. He definitely is not trying lechatchila to be ma'ariv dam pasul into the dam kosher. So definitely would not be usher mideraisa. Would just be a din derabanan. But again, according to the Karen Ayra, Shmuel is not coming to be mechadish to us that the dam on the sakin is dam posel. That's learned from the same din of Nishbach. Dam me'apar yekablenu. That's what Shmuel means to say as well when he says midam apar v'lo midam apar v'dovar acher. However, as we said, Tosis is mevur that these are two different drushas. And the kasha Tosis asks is why do we need both drushas? Once we have the drusha that even the dam which is on the sakin is already posel, koshkin dam which is Nishbach on the rispa for sure is posel. Now what does Tosis mean to say that it's a kolshkein? Once you know that dam on the sakin is posel, surely dam which is nishbach on the ritzvah is posel. This is how Tosis held in his kasha, and as we'll see in his second teretz as well, Tosis holds that it's more mustaber to say dam shen nishbach on the ritzvah is posel, more than saying dam which is on the sakin is posel. Nachar, what Tosis means to say is, since the yisayra psul of nishbach is, we don't consider it that the dam is coming directly from the tavar of behemah into the klisharis, therefore it's more mustaber to say if the only thing the dam touched on the way was the sakin is something which belongs there in the tzavar at the time of the shechita, and it causes the dam to come out of the tzavar and eventually fall into the kli sharis, one would have thought that even if it touched the sakin on the way, it's not considered that it went somewhere else in between, it still will be considered coming directly from the tzavar behema into the kli sharis. Hashenkin, if it falls on the floor is definitely a place where the dam does not belong, one will not be able to say that the dam is considered to have gone straight from the tzavar to the klisharis aigdei passing through the floor. Therefore, it surely is more mistaber to say that dam shen nishbach on the ritzvah is posel than to say dam which is on the sakin is posel. And Taisa brings two terutzim. The first Taisa says is that there's a tzad to say that the dam hasakin is worse than the dam which was nishbach al ritzvah because the dam on the sakin was niskablo bipsul. What Taisa means to say is that the sakin is a kli, so the dam was very niskablo bikli, and it was niskablo in the kli which is not kosher for Kabbalah, because the sakin does not have a toich, a base kibul. There is no receptacle area. This is mevur in the Gemara Menachos Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis, that a sakin is not like a regular kli sharis. Regular kli sharis has a toich, a sakin does not have a toich. And that's what Tosis will mean to say, that it was neskavel bekli, but it was a type of kli which is not kosher for Kabbalah. Therefore it's possible that it's worse than dam which is nishbach on the ritzvah. In other words, maybe only dam on the sakin is possible. Once it already had a Kabbalah bepsul, it no longer could have a Kabbalah behechsher when it falls afterwards into the kli sharis. Hashenkin dam which is nishbach al ritzvah, it never had a Kabbalah bekli, the floor is not a kli. Therefore, when you pick up the dam and you put it into a kli sharis, the first time it's being placed in a kli, it's being done in a kli which is kosher for Kabbalah, perhaps that would be better than nishbach. This is the first teretz of Tosfos. And the second teretz Tosfos says is, really the svar is, like you assumed in the kasha, that if we know that dam on the sakin is possible, then surely dam which is nishbach on the ritzvah, that definitely is possible. However, if you'd only have one pasuk and you would make this drasha midam apar v'lo midam apar v'dover acher, then you would say that this din of dover acher is referring to the ritzvah, it's not referring to a sakin. If you only have one drasha, you would rather use it to tell us the din of psul nishbach on the ritzvah, you would not know the din that dam on the sakin also is possible. Therefore, you have to have two psukim. Firstly, the drasha of goyin u'mesifim v'dorshim v'dashin dam me apari kablanu. That's the first drasha, and from there we learn that if it's nishbach on the ritzvah, it's possible. Now we have a second drasha, midam apar v'lo midam apar v'dover acher. The second pasuk tells us that even if it's on the sakin, also the din is that the dam becomes pasul. Now, just to add one more point. According to this, the Ikar Shmuel is coming to mechadish to us the dam on the sakin is pasul because of this drasha. It's dam apar v'dover acher. However, that which Shmuel says tarach shiagbia sakin, Shmuel is telling us that the sheikh has to make sure the dam does not fall into the rest of the dam. So beyond that, which Shmuel is telling us that the dam on the sakin is pasul, he's also telling us an additional din to make sure this dam pasul does not fall into the rest of the dam. And here, l'chair, again, you would have the ha'ar of the Karen Oira. L'chair, this should not be a din deraisa because he's not trying to be mevatel isra l'chatchila. Even if some of the dam on the sakin does fall into the klisharis, he's not trying intentionally that it should fall in. Therefore, l'chair, this is not a din deraisa. However, we can't possibly answer this and say that really this is a din deraisa because Shmuel's making a drosha from the pasuk, v'lokach midam apar, he's dashing v'lo midam apar v'dover acher. This pasuk is referring to the Kabbalah, and the Torah is telling the kohen who's doing the Kabbalah to make sure only to be mekabel dam apar and not dam apar v'dover acher. In other words, not to be mekabel the dam which is on the sakin. So nichal over here really are two dinim. Firstly, from that which we're telling the kohen to make sure not to be mekabel the dam on the sakin. Obviously, the pshat is because the dam on the sakin is posel the dam. However, we also see a second point from that which the Torah is telling the kohen make sure only to be mekabel dam kosher and not to be mekabel dam posel. We see from here a din in the avodas hakabbalah. At the time the kohen is doing avodas hakabbalah, he has to make sure only to be mekabel dam kosher and not dam posel. So even though mitzad the regular dinim of taruvis, if one is ma'ariv iser v'heter, even if he does it intentionally in order to mevatel iser, there's a tzad to say that he's not being over any iser deraisa. Here, however, it's different because here it's a din mitzad the dine kabbalah sadam. The kohen who's being mekabel adam has a din deraisa to make sure only to be mekabel dam kosher and not dam posel. Therefore, this din of Shmuel, ha-sheikh etzarech she-yegbiya sakin lamalo, it is a din deraisa. Again, if some dam falls in, it will not posel the dam b'diyevid. However, the chatchila, one does have to try to do a kabbalah in a way that no dam posel falls into the kli sharis. Now, continue on to the Gemara's shayla on Amud Beis, bo'yimine yirv asim rabbi Yechanan, ha-yim mekabel v'nifchasu shuli mazrik ad shlo yegiya dam la'avir ma'hu. Ava she'ein soifu l'nuach kemunach domi o'yloi kemunach domi. The Gemara brought a raya from the case of Chavis Shemunachas Tachas Azinoik. The Gemara explains that from there there's a raya that if it was not Nifchasu, Shulei HaMazreik, it was Seifel Anuach, there the din is, Avash HaSeifel Anuach, Kamunach Domi. The Safik was dafka in a case where it was Ein Seifel Anuach, and the Gemara explains that the original Shaila was asked, Baderach Imtim Tzuloimar. Imtim Tzuloimar Avash Ein Seifel Anuach, Lav Kamunach Domi, Avash HaSeifel Anuach Mai, and to that the Gemara brought a raya from the case of the Chavis. Now, the number of Achanim ask a kash over here. The Karen Oyer asks his kasha b'shem Mefershim, the Birchas HaZevach and the Tzayin Kodshim. Earlier, Achanim asked his kasha. And the Lech Mishnah as well, in Perek Dal Hilchas Meisar Kabonis Halacha Tes, he also asks his kasha. And that is, we know that there's a cloud that if the Gemara brings two sfeikas, at first the Gemara brings one sfeik, and then the Gemara says Imtim Tzoloimar and brings a second sfeik, the din is that we paskin like the Imtim Tzoloimar. For example, in Er Gemara, where first the Gemara had a sophic about Avash Ein Seifu Lenuach, then the Gemara said, Imtim Tzeloimar, if you assume that Avash Ein Seifu Lenuach is Lav Kemunach Domi, what about Avash Seifu Lenuach? When the Gemara presents it this way as an Imtim Tzeloimar, then we actually paskin like the Imtim Tzeloimar, therefore we paskin the Avash Ein Seifu Lenuach Lav Kemunach Domi. And the kasha that the Chayim ask is from a Gemara about Metzia Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara over there has a similar sophic. The case over there is, Boi Rova Zorek Arniki BePesach Ze, V'yotza b'pesach acher mahu. Ava she'ein seifu lenuach kemunach domi oiloi. One person threw an arniki which was hefker through someone else's property. It went through one window and out the other window. And the question is whether that person's chotzer could be koine the arniki from hefker. And the suffix is, do we say ava she'ein seifu lenuach is kemunach domi? In that case it was ein seifu lenuach. It was not destined to land in the house. It was thrown originally with enough force to go in one pesach and out the other pesach. And the only way that the owner of the house could possibly be kind of the anarchy is if he'll say Avash Ein Seifu Lenuach Kemunach Domi, even though it was not Seifu Lenuach, still we consider it as if it landed in the house, that way he would be able to be kind of the anarchy from Hefker with the Kenyan of Chotzer. The Meister Gemara there leaves off with a suffix, and the Chen over here quote the Rush and the Muki Yosef, they say this is an Ibayid Le'ifshita. And the Kash is, why is it an Ibayid Le'ifshita? L'chair Agamar is Muchach, that the Maskana is Avash Ein Seifu Lenuach Lav Kemunach Domi. Now there are a number of terutzim in Nachoyim to this kasha. We'll take a look at the Keren Oyer. He brings the teretz to the kasha. However, for now we'll mention the Avni Meluim in Siman Kuf Lamates Ois Zayin. He says, "Akar we cannot compare the two cases," and he proves this. He says because Rashi in Esrigas Mevur, the whole subject of Avish Ein Seif Lenuach, whether it's Kemunach Domi or Lav Kemunach Domi, is only in the case if the dam has not yet reached within the walls of the kli. The case of the Gemara Rashi says is that the dam is in the airspace directly above the kli. Once it already reached the airspace of the kli itself, then the din is clearly that it's a good kabbalah, even though eventually it was nifchas shuli hamazreik and it never ended up landing at the bottom of the kli. However, the Avni Meluim says, as far as the suffix of the Gemara over there in Baba Metzia, it's talking about that it's within the mechitzas of the house. The arniki was thrown through one window and out the other window. It was within the mechitzas of the house, and yet still the Gemara has a suffix. And according to the way Rashi and Arsulia explains, in Arsig, there would never have been such a suffix if the dam was within the walls of the Kli. Therefore, the Avnei Meluim says, Akarach, the two dinim are not comparable. And here we could add further another raya. The Gemara of there in Bava Metzia only has a suffix about Avash Ein Seifu Lenuach, The mashmois of that Gemara is that if it was soifel nuach, then it would be pasha that he's kind of with a kinyan of chaser. Yet here in our Gemara, the Gemara does have a suffix about avash as soifel nuach, and the Gemara had to bring a riot to this from the case of the chavis tachas azinoik. This would be another riot that the two sugyos are not comparable. However, the avdamun does not offer a svara to be mechalik. And the svara would be that over there, the Gemara about Metzia, the suffix is that even though be'etzem the chaser is his and the avar chaser is also his, the Avar also should be able to be used to be kind of a chayfetz for him. And for that reason, it was pashut to the Gemara over there that if it's Avar she'seif l'nuach, the din is that he is kind of the chayfetz. What is the suffix of ein seif l'nuach? The pshat is, maybe it's a weakness in his bailus. In order for his chaser to be kind of for him, he has to have a strong grasp on the chayfetz. And since it's only passing through his Avir, it's on the way out. Maybe it's not considered enough of a grasp on the chayfetz for him to be kind of with the kinyan of chaser. As you see, the Gemara of there in Bava Metzia even had a tzad to say that a chivetz which is nisgalgal, it's rolling through his chatzar. Originally there was a suffix, maybe even there also he should not be able to be kind with the kinyan of chatzar. The pshat is because there also, since it's only passing through, and eventually it's going to go out of the chatzar, maybe that's a weakness in the grasp that the chatzar has on the item, and therefore the chatzar will not be able to be kind of this item from hefker. Asig, however, is a whole different shiloh. It's not a question of being kind of the chivetz. Therefore, this weakness, the fact that the item is only passing through and will eventually leave, would not be considered a chesaron over here. It would not be a reason why the dam is not niskabel b'kli. And for that reason, once the dam entered the airspace of the kli, as Rashi explains, it's possible that already is a kabbalah. Even though the shulei mazrik eventually broke and the dam never landed in the kli, that's not a chesaron over here in Eretz Sugya. What is the suffix in Eretz Sugya? As Rashi explains, we're talking about that the dam is in the airspace above the kli, and Be'etzim, that's not a Malkum for Kabbalah. How could it be considered a Kabbalah if the Dam is not in the Kli? The only way that it would be considered a Kabbalah would be to say that since it's falling, it's on the way down, and will eventually enter the Kli. It's Kamurach Dami, it's as if it already landed in the Kli. Therefore, it could be considered a good Kabbalah. And the truth is, as we see, the Gemara even had a suffix about Avisha Soifu the Nuach. Since right now the Dam is not in the airspace of the Kli, Kepute, there is no Kabbalah yet, still the Gemara says maybe it would be considered a Kabbalah because it's on its way down and will eventually enter the Kli. And regarding this, Avar she'seifel nuach, the Gemara brought a raya, and maskana is that it's kemunach dami, it is considered a Kabbalah. Since it's on its way down, we can already call it a Kabbalah, since l'mais in the end it will land in the Kli. However, in the case of Avar she'ein seifel nuach, it will never eventually land in the Kli, that's where the Gemara had a suffix. Maybe here we do not say that since it's falling and it will eventually enter the Kli, it's already considered to be niskabel now, since it will never eventually land at the bottom of the Kli, it's just going to come into the Kli from the top and then leave it from the bottom. This is a possible explanation to understand the chilik between the two sugyos, and perhaps this is what the Avli Meluah meant as well. Now I'll continue on further down the Omer. The Gemara brings a member from Rav Zeira Omer Rav. Hatsurim izin hapar, v'achar kach kibol domoy posel. Shenemar v'lokach midam hapar, par shahoyo kvar. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara asks, Ashkechan kochi kochim, kochi kalim minolon. And Rava brings a different braisa, se tomim zocher ben shono, shehei tomim u ben shono b'shas shchita, b'kabolo b'ilocho b'zriko minayin, tamolim margiye, kol havi yosef lo giyu elotam u ben shono. And that Rabbi asks from a braisa, which is muchach, that there is no din, that b'shas zriko you still have to have tomim. And therefore Rabbi concludes that braisa which darshans from yiye, Kolav Yosef, that's only referring to Ben Shana, not to Tomim. And Rashi explains that the Maskana, that which you know by Kochi Kalim also, that if he comes about Mum between the Shrita and the Kabbalah, it's possible, that's not learned from the Pasuk of Yiyah, rather it's learned from the original Drasha of Kochi Kochim, V'lokach Midam Apar, Par Shoye Kvar, and once the Torah is Megal by Kochi Kochim, the same is also true by Kochi Kalim. Now on the Iker Din over here of Tzorim Izin Apar, V'achar Kach Kibul Domi Posol, is a fundamental chakira, which is really the key to understanding the sugya. And that is, what exactly is learned from this pasuk, v'lokach midam apar, par shahoye kvar, that if it becomes a balmum, if it's terim izin between the shkita and the kabbalah, the din is that it's pasul. There's two tzadim to understand the psul over here. One side is to say that the psul is midin balmum. The same way if it's a balmum at the time of the shkita, it's pasul. From this pasuk we learn that the psul of balmum is extended even after the shkita, even if it becomes a Balmum before the Kabbalah also, the same Psul of Balmum also applies. That's one side. The second side is to say that this is not really the Psul of Balmum, rather it's a new Psul. It's a new Psul which is learned from this Pasuk of Parashah Yekvar, that the parah at the time of the Kabbalah has to be the same identical parah as it was at the time of the Shechita. Therefore, if it got a mum between the Shechita and the Kabbalah, it's not the same parah which originally was at the time of the Shechita. Therefore, it's pasul. In other words, is this limud from the pasuk just extending the same psul of Baal Mum to after Shechita as well until the Kabbalah? Or is the Torah being mechadish to us a new psul? One basic nafkamina would be, we know that there's an isser to be matal mum bekotchim. If a person has a carbon and he intentionally goes ahead and makes a mum in it, he's over a lav, and the question would be, what happens in this case where he intentionally made a mum in the animal after the Shechita before the Kabbalah? Would he be over this lav of being matal mum bekotchim? If we'll say that the pasuk is being megal to us, then animal has to be a tam even after the Shechita, up until the point of the Kabbalah. So perhaps even if he makes a mum in the animal after the Shechita, he would also be over a lav. If on the other hand, the Torah is telling us a new psul, that it's not the identical par that it was at the time of the Shechita, if it's a new psul and not the same geder as a baal mum, there's no reason to be mechadish to us that there'll be an iser of making this mum after the Shechita. Another nafka meaning would be, what happens in the case where it did get a mum after the Shechita before the Kabbalah, it did become possible, but he went ahead and he was makriv it anyhow. So we know that there's a lav to be makriv a baal mum, and here again it would be telling the tut stadah of the Chakira, is one over this lav when he goes ahead and is makriv this animal which got a mum between the Shechita and the Kabbalah. If the Torah is just extending the same din of baal mum, that even after Shechita it's possible to be chal psul of baal mum, and it's not just a psul, but he's being over a lav also if he's makriv the animal. If on the other hand the Torah is mechadish to us a new psul, so there'll be no makar to say that he's over a lav if he's makriv it. The only thing the Torah tells us is that it's psul, it's not going to be a kosher carbon, but it doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to be over a lav if he does go ahead and be makriv it with the mum. This is a basic chakir in the sugya which a number of achrayim discuss. Now firstly we should stress, the Gemara did have it sad to say that this din is learned from a different pasuk, not from the pasuk of Lokach Midam Apara, Parasha Yekfar, rather from the pasuk of Set Tomim Zohar Ben Shono. From there we learned that it has to be a Tomim and Ben Shono, not only at the time of the Shechita, but at the time of the Kabbalah, Hailoch, and Zriko. L'maisa l'maskana, this drasha is only for a Ben Shono, but Akapayim in the Havmin of the Gemara, that it was a drasha for Tomim as well, then it will be partial that this is not a new psul, rather it's the same psul of Baal Mum. The Torah is talking about Mumin over here, Set Tomim means it has to be a Tam, and not a Baal Mum. And now we dash in Yiyeh, Kolaf Yosef, Lagiyu El Otam, there surely would not be a new psul, rather it would be the same psul of Baal Mum. The question just is, L'maskana, where we do not make that drasha from Yiyeh, rather the drasha is from the pasuk V'lokach Midam Apar, Parash HaYekfar, here this is Sufik, is it a new psul or is it the same psul of Baal Mum? And the truth is, L'cher, this would seem to be mashma like the tzad, that we're not learning a new psul, rather we're learning the same psul of Baal Mum, because in the half-meaning of the Gemara, Ashkechon Kotri Kotrim, Kotri Kalam Inolon, and Rava brought up different braises to show that even by Kotri Kalam has this din, that if it gets a mum between the Shechita and the Kabbalah, it's pasul. At that point of the Gemara, it's not mistaber that Kotri Kotrim and Kotri Kalim, although they both have this psul, but it will be two different gedarim, and as we showed, there are a number of nafkaminas, it would come out that by Kotri Kotrim, it would have one geder, it would be a new psul, not the same psul of Baal Mum. By Kotri Kalam, which was learned from a different pasuk, it would have a different geder, it would be the psul of Baal Mum. The Gemara is not mashma like this, and therefore the pashtus l'chayy would be that even the maskana that we did not darshan yiyeh kolaf yosov, rather we learned both kotri kochim and kotri kalam from the same pasuk of parasha yekfar, but the geder would remain the same, it would be a psul of baal mum. If we take a look at Rashi in the sugya, Rashi is also mashma like this, that the psul that we're learning over here is the same psul of mum. Rashi in Dibur Maskal HaTzayrim, he says that this is considered a mum, and he brings the Mishnah in Bechayris. Again, in the next Rashi in Dibur Maskal V'achachach Kibel, again, he calls it a mum. The mashmaris of the lashon of Rashi is that this is not a new psul, rather it's the same psul of baal mum. The Brisk Rav, however, was medayik in the lashon of the Rambam, that the Rambam is mevur not like this. The Rambam perik al filchos psul and mekdoshim alocha choftes. The Rambam says like this: Behema shechoser me'eva reho kol shehu achar shchito koydim kabbalah sadam nivsula. Afilu tzayim ba'ozno koydim kabbalah harezi lo yikabel shenema velokach midam apar shiyas shalim kuli b'shas kabbalah. The Rambam does not use the lashon of mum anywhere over here in this halacha. He calls it a choser. And the end of halacha as well, he says kibol mina chaseira. He does not call this behema a baal mum. He calls it a chaseira, which is mashma that it's a new din, a new psul which is learned from the pasuk of parasha hayakfar. And furthermore, the Brisk Rav is medayik. From now, the Rambam stresses afilu tzayin ba'ozno. Even something which is so insignificant is also included in this din. It's not Parashah HaYekfar. The Brisk Rav says, if the geder of the psul over here was a Baal Mum, Why would it be such a chiddush that even Tzarin Ba'ozno, once that's a considered a mum in the parasha of Mumin, and Exeris Kikosov up here would be just telling us that the parasha of Mumin is extended between the Shechita and the Kabbalah, why would the Rambam stress that this is even an added chiddush? Even Tzarin Ba'ozno also would be possible. From here the Biskrov proved that it's a new din, it's a new psal, it's not the parasha HaYikvar, and therefore the Rambam is stressing even something which is very slight, a small change in the animal also is enough to make it that it's no longer parasha HaYikvar. Now we should just stress that even according to this tzad, that it's a new psal, it's not the same psal as Balmum. If, for example, a slight amount of basar was removed from the animal after the shechita before the Kabbalah, in a way that it does not make it into a Balmum, surely the din is that it's kosher. This is not included in the drasha that it's not parasha HaYikvar. It has to be something which is significant enough to make it into a Balmum. So even though lemaisa, the gather of the psal is not that it becomes a Balmum, it's a new psal, but this psal also is dependent on being chaser to the point that will make it into a Balmum. There is, however, another nafkamina lechaira, and that is what happens in a case where something happened to the animal which made it into a Balmum, however nothing was missing. For example, nistika oznoi. The ear is split. This is one of the mumin mentioned in the Mishnah in Becheres, where all the mumin of a behemah are listed. It's a case where it becomes a balmum, but nothing is actually missing, as opposed to the case of Agamar, Tzerim Uznei Shopar, there a piece was taken out of the ear. But Akopayim, in a case where it was Nistak, and nothing was missing, so if you'll say that the gather of the psal over here is the psal of balmum, so the Maisa became a balmum. If on the other hand it's a new psal, that it's not Parashah Yekvar, then perhaps only something which is Chaser, something is missing from the original Par, that would make it that it's no longer Parashah Yekvar. If something happened to it but nothing was missing, perhaps that would not be enough to make it that it's no longer Parashah Yekvar. This is another Nafkamina which is brought down, a Nafkamina between the two Tzadim, whether it's a new psal or the psal of Balmum. Rakapam, as we say, the Mashmois of Rashi is that it's the psal of Balmum. Mashenkin, the Mashmois of the Ramam is that it's a new psal. Now, in this inyan, we should mention the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch is a mitzvah Reish Peiches on the love of being makar of Balmum. And over there in Sif Koton Gimel, he quotes the Gemara in Becheris Daf Lamed Tes. The Gemara over there is talking about a case of a chisaron mibifnim. If an internal organ of an animal is missing, the Gemara over there is mevor, this is not included in the parasha of Mumin. All Mumin are begoloi, they're noticeable on the outside of the animal. If there's something internal missing, the Gemara says it's still pasul, but it's a different pasuk. It's not the psal of Balmum, it's a new psal of chisaron. The Gemara says it's learned from the pasuk which says, Tamim yeh l'rotzein. The hemshach of that pasuk says, Kol mum lo yeh boy. The Gemara says, this case of a chisaron ever be mifnim, even though it's not included in the end of that pasuk, it's not considered a mum, still from the words, Tamim yeh l'rotzein, we do learn that a chisaron mifnim also is pasul because it's not considered tamim. But Al-Kupan, the Gemara of there is mevur behemshach, that if a behemah will be chaser and aver mibifnim after the shechita before the Kabbalah, also will be pasul. And the Gemara brings the same drasha, v'lokach midam apar, parasha yekvar. The Gemara there is mevur that even though it's not included in the parasha of Mumin, it's a different psal, it's also nifsal mikayach this pasuk of parasha yekvar. Once there's a chaser of an aver, it's not the same par which the shechita was done to. As the Minchas Chinuch over there wants to be mechadish, he says, once we see from this Gemara in Becheres, that the drasha of Parasha Yekvar is not specifically in a case of a Balmum, it's extended to other psulim as well, even this case of Chisaron Eivar Mibifnim, which is not a mum, that's also included in this din of Parasha Yekvar. If so, the Minchas Chinuch suggests maybe other psulim as well, for example, Ne'avad. If the animal was served as a Avodah Zarah between the Shechita and the Kabbalah, we know the din is that Ne'avad is possible for a carbon. The Chayif becomes a Ne'avad after the Shechita, we should also say that it becomes possible from the same drasha of Parasha Yekvar. Once we see from the Gemara and Becheres that this is extended to other psulim, the Chayit should extend it to Nevad as well. The Maisa of the Minchas Chinuch brings from the Ramam, which is mashmur not like this, it's only the psul of Balmum or Chaser Eiver, other psulim would not have this din of Parashah Yekvar. But Al-Kupan, we see the Minchas Chinuch had a tzad to learn that Parashah Yekvar, the pshat is, that we're learning from a pasuk that any psul would also be possible between Shechita and Kabbalah. The pshat is because Parashah Yekvar means the same par which originally had a Hechsher, it didn't have any other psulim, that par has to be around also at the time of the Kabbalah. Therefore, if anything happens to the par, which would have made it possible, had this happened originally before the Shechita, now that it happened after the Shechita, before the Kabbalah, also it would be possible. That's not called par Shehoyekvar. And the Minchas Chinuch clearly is learning like the Tzad, that the Joshua is not telling us a new psul, that it's not par Shehoyekvar, once something's missing, it's not identical to the par the way it was at the time of the Shechita. Rather, he's learning that the same psul of Balmum is being extended after the Shechita until the Kabbalah, like the Gemara Becheres is mavur that a chaser Avram Bifnim also would have this psul, and if he had a tzad to say the other psulim as well would also be included. If, however, you look like the other tzad, The Joshua Parsha Kfar is not telling us that the psul of Balmum is extended, rather it's telling us that there's a new din, it has to be the identical par. Once something is missing, it's not the same par which had the Shechita done to it. Therefore, if it's missing something which will make it into a Balmum, that would be included, it would not be considered Parsha Kfar. Now, which the Gemara Bechoris is Mavur, that Mechusar Eivor Befinim would also be included in this din, even though Mechusar Eivor Befinim is not considered a Balmum. The pshat will be that Be'etzem, what's passing it is the fact that it's not the same as the original par. Something is missing, and therefore that the Torah passed it. What's considered something missing? What's significant enough to say that it's not the original par? So for that, the kaveh is that which we find the Torah considers something to be significant. And therefore, it could be one of two things. Either if it's a mum, the Torah considers that significant enough to passel it, or if it's mechusar eivor bifnim, even though it's not in the parasha of mumin, that also the Torah passels, it's not included in tamim, so either one of these could be considered enough that it's no longer parasha yikvar because something is missing. If, however, you'll come with a new psul, like for example, it's nevad, there's nothing different with the actual par, there's no shinoi in the metzias of the par, it's a new psul unrelated to something missing in the guf of the par, therefore that's pashut that if it's nevad after the shechita, that will not be included in this drasha of Parsha HaYakvar.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.